The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter Number 15, Text Number 34, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on April 5th, 2010, in Riga, Latvia.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 15, Text Number 34.
Итак, сегодня мы читаем Шримад Бхагаватам, песня 1, глава 15, текст 34.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yayaharad bhuvo bharam.
Yayaharad bhuvo bharam.
Tantanum vijahavyaja.
Tantanum vijahavyaja.
Kantakam kantakeneva. Dvayam chapi shitu samam.
Dvayam chapi shitu samam.
Yayaharad bhuvo bharam.
Yayaharad bhuvo bharam.
Tantanum vijahavyaja.
Tantanum vijahavyaja.
Kantakam kantakeneva.
Kantakam kantakeneva.
Dvayam chapi shitu samam.
Dvayam chapi shitu samam.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Unborn, Lord Sri Krishna, caused the members of the Yadu dynasty to relinquish their bodies, and thus He relieved the burden of the world. This action was like picking out a thorn with a thorn, though both of them are same to the controller. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur suggests that the rishis like Shonaka and others, who were hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Suta Goswami at Naimisharanya, were not happy to hear about the Yadus dying in the madness of intoxication. To give them relief from this mental agony, Suta Goswami assured them that the Lord caused the members of the Yadu dynasty to blink their bodies, by which they had to take away the burden of the world. The Lord and His eternal associates appeared on earth to help the administrative demigods in eradicating the burden of the world. He therefore called for some of the confidential demigods to appear in the Yadu family and serve him in his great mission. After the mission was fulfilled, the demigods, by the will of the Lord, relinquished their corporeal bodies by fighting amongst themselves in the madness of intoxication. The demigods are accustomed to drinking in the soma rasa beverage, and therefore the drinking of wine and intoxication are not unknown to them. Sometimes they were put into trouble for indulging in intoxication. Once, the sons of Kuvera fell in the wrath of Narada for being intoxicated. But afterwards, they regained their original forms by the grace of the Lord Sri Krishna. We shall find this story in the 10th canto. For the Supreme Lord, both the Asuras and the demigods are equal. But the demigods are obedient to the Lord, whereas the Asuras are not. Therefore, the example of picking out a thorn by another thorn is quite befitting. One thorn, which causes pinpricks on the leg of the Lord, is certainly disturbing to the Lord, and the other thorn, which takes out the disturbing elements, certainly gives service to the Lord. So although every living being is a part and parcel of the Lord, still one who is a pinprick to the Lord is called an asura, and one who is a voluntary servitor of the Lord is called devata, or demigod. In the material world, the devatas and asuras are always contending, and the devatas are always saved from the hands of the asuras by the Lord. Both of them are under the control of the Lord. The Lord is full of two kinds of living beings, and the Lord's mission is to always protect the devatas and destroy the asuras whenever there is such a need in the world, and to do good to both of them.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Barakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathan Vita Tam Sajiva. Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So, at the present moment on this planet, it is a very, very disturbed situation. It is not at all the way it should be. It is in a very, very unnatural condition. People are very much in anxiety about the future of this planet. Because they can see how the whole atmosphere is being destroyed. Polluted air, polluted water, and polluted brains also. So, people are very fearful now. What is the future of the human race? Some people are even afraid to bring children into the world, thinking, what kind of world will they have, be giving them? So what is the difficulty? This place is given by God. Why is it such a problem situation? Because we are not recognizing who has given us this property. Bhaktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram 529 Suhridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Shancham Richati. Only those persons who recognize Krishna as the supreme enjoyer, the supreme proprietor, and the supreme friend can have a peaceful life.
Только те, кто признает, что
529.
Человек, полностью осознавший, что я единственный, кто наслаждается всеми жертвоприношениями и плодами подвижничества, что я верховный владыка всех планет и богов, а также друг и благодетель всех существ, избавляется от материальных страданий и обретает полное умиротворение.
So what's the difference between Asura and Asura? Asura, or a devotee, devata, He is one who recognizes Krishna as the supreme enjoyer, the supreme proprietor, and the supreme friend. The devotee recognizes.
Кришна – это верховный владыка, верховный наслаждающийся и лучший друг.
Asura means one who does not recognize Krishna.
Асура – это тот, кто не признает, кто такой Кришна.
So the devotees, the suras, they find great happiness and peace.
И преданные суры, они находят радость и спокойствие.
In Krishna consciousness. And those who are not devotees, the asuras, they can never find peace. They may try to have the kingdom of God without God, but they will never have it. So, the mission in this Krishna consciousness movement is that the members of our society shall become fully Krishna conscious. And that they should engage in missionary activities for the deliverance of the entire human society. Because this will turn the tide of the times. Krishna consciousness will turn the tide of the times. By introducing Krishna consciousness, the burden of the earth can be relieved. Just like Krishna used the confidential demigods to appear as members of the Yadu dynasty to help in annihilating the demons.
Таким же образом, как Кришна использовал ему дружественных его друзей полубогов, чтобы они появились в династии Яду, чтобы уничтожить демонов.
Шрила Прабхупада is using us to relieve the burden of the earth.
Шрила Прабхупада таким же образом пользуется нами, чтобы освободить землю от этого бремени.
So just as the demigods did their duty, we have to do our duty also. That will make our lives very glorious. Prabhupada one time, Vishnujan Maharaj told me that Prabhupada said, you're always saying all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Вишнуджана Махарадж как-то сказал, что Прабхупада сказал, вы всегда говорите, вся слава Шриле Прабхупаде.
Why don't you become glorious?
Да почему вам не стать славными?
You see, if we can become advanced in Krishna consciousness,
если мы развиваемся в сознании Кришны,
that is the best glorification of Шриле Прабхупаде.
Это самое лучшее прославление Шриле Прабхупаде.
Palena Parachyate. A thing is judged by its result.
Все оценивается по результату.
So you want to glorify Prabhupada?
Если хотите прославлять Прабхупаду,
become an advanced devotee.
Станьте продвинутым преданным.
And people will see you and they go, wow, you have an amazing state of consciousness.
Люди увидят, что у вас потрясающее сознание.
How did you develop this amazing state of consciousness?
Как вы развили в себе такое потрясающее сознание?
You can say, because I read Prabhupada's books and I follow the Prabhupada's instructions. So that is the best glorification of Srila
Prabhupada.
If we become advanced devotees, fixed in Vaishnava culture, completely rejecting the Mlecha culture,
утвердились в культуре вайшнавов и полностью отвергают культуру млечха.
In this way we can become like just like the Yadus were.
И таким образом мы можем стать подобным Яду.
Instruments in the hands of Krishna.
Инструментами в руках Кришны.
For relieving the burden of the world.
Чтобы освободить землю от бремени.
So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Я спрашиваю, есть ли вопросы?
почему Господь Рамачандра избрал армию Мартышек, не было получше организованной армии?
Почему Господь Рамачандра избрал армию Мартышек, не было лучше организованной армии?
Why did Lord Ramachandra choose an army of monkeys? Weren't there better army? Better organized?
Actually, we may think how odd it was that he engaged monkeys.
How odd?
We may think how strange that he engaged monkeys.
Мы можем думать, как странно это вовлекать вот обезьян.
But did he win or lose the war?
Но он выиграл или проиграл эту войну?
He won. Palena Parichyate.
Он выиграл.
You can't. You may make fun of. You may laugh. Oh, monkey! But they defeated the powerful rakshasas.
Вы можете смеяться над этим. Насмехаться, но в результате они победили ракшаса.
Therefore, he must have made the proper decision.
Ну, это значит, что он сделал правильный выбор.
Because they won the war.
Потому что они выиграли войну.
You understand?
Понимаете?
You can say, well, if they had lost the war, then you could ask that question.
Если бы они проиграли, тогда бы вы могли спрашивать этот вопрос.
Why did he make a mistake engaging the monkeys when he could have gotten some powerful warriors from his from the, that Ayodhya.
Почему он выбрал этих обезьян вместо того, чтобы мог бы могучих воинов из Ayodhya?
He lost the war, then we could say why he didn't.
Проиграл.
But if he won the war, that means he knew what he was doing.
Если он выиграл, значит он знал, что он делал.
Actually, this is special mercy on those monkeys.
На самом деле, это особая милость к этим обезьянам.
So why Prabhupada has picked us up, you could have.
Можно спросить, почему Прабхупада выбрал нас?
Bunch of monkeys.
Группу обезьян.
Why Prabhupada has engaged us monkeys? Isn't there some, must be somebody more qualified than us to help him save the world.
Потому что точно были люди, которые гораздо квалифицированнее, чем мы, чтобы
But Prabhupada knows what he's doing. You may say, Prabhupada picked me. Actually, Prabhupada told us, his disciples, he said, you have been sent by my Guru Maharaj. So that means that the grand disciples, you were picked by Prabhupada. That's what it means.
Вот что это значит.
Prabhupada said that we were sent by Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Prabhupada сказал, что нас послал Бхакти Сиддханта Сарасвати.
That means you all, next generation devotees, you were sent to this movement by Prabhupada.
Это значит, что вы следующее поколение этого движения, вас послал Прабхупада.
So we have to become good devotees.
Таким образом, мы должны стать хорошими преданными.
We have to do our duty
to
push forward this Krishna consciousness movement. Defeat this Rakshasa civilization. Isn't it? Any other questions? Yeah.
Guru Maharaj, what does it mean to give one's heart to the spiritual master? So Krishna, because to me it seems just
to give this to his spiritual master.
My heart to the spiritual master. What does it mean?
Okay.
To me it seems just nice expression.
No. It's not just a nice expression.
Я спрашиваю, что это значит отдать сердце духовному учителю? Для меня это пока еще все лишь красивое такое высказывание.
Just like someone disciple may say, "Oh Gurudev, I give my whole life to you. I'm willing to die for you, Gurudev."
Кто-то может сказать, "О Гурудев, я готов отдать свою жизнь, готов умереть за вас."
And then 2 months later, they completely reject the spiritual master.
А потом 2 месяца позже полностью отвергают духовного учителя.
So what was their statement? "Oh Gurudev, I give my life to you." It's simply some sentiment. That's it.
Какой смысл в таких словах? Это просто сентимент.
So there is a difference between sentiment and love.
Есть разница между сентиментом и любовью.
Love means that I'm fully surrendered to, I'm fully obedient to the spiritual master.
Любовь это значит, что я полностью предался и я полностью послушен своему духовному учителю.
So someone may sentimentally say, Gurudev, I give my heart to you.
И кто-то может так эмоционально сказать, Gurudev, я даю свое сердце вам.
But then as soon as Maya gives them some other option, they will take that instead.
Но когда Майя предлагает ему что-то другое, он выбирает это.
That is not giving heart. That's simply lip service, on the lip only. This not the heart is not actually given. Simply the words are there. Words are cheap.
Значит, этот человек не отдал свое сердце, он просто служит своими губами. А эти слова, это дешевка.
If I truly am giving my heart to my spiritual master, I will follow his order, whatever it may be. For all of my eternal life, I will always serve my spiritual master's order. That is giving heart.
Если я отдаю сердце своему духовному учителю, я следую его наставлениям, какие бы они ни были, где бы они ни были, всю свою жизнь, за жизнь, жизнь за жизнь.
Is that clear?
I hope so.
Should I add more to that?
Yes, please, Madhuji.
Understanding what the spiritual master wants, needs, and what is to be done, and disciple does it, that is further giving the heart.
True giving of the heart is to know what the spiritual master wants and then doing it.
Сердце духовному учителю это значит знать, что духовный учитель желает и делать то, что он желает.
Yes, more?
Understanding.
100%?
Understanding.
Understanding.
The mission of the spiritual master.
Understanding the mission of the spiritual master. You're talking about the first class servant as opposed to the second class?
И понимать миссию духовного учителя.
Are you making a contrast between the first and second class servant there?
No.
No? Okay. All right. So any other questions? Yes.
Тело. И поэтому вопрос Махараджу, как вы видите развитие движения сознания Кришны через 10-15 лет?
Guru Maharaj, we know that the disciples of Srila Prabhupada gradually are leaving their bodies. And the question, therefore, is how do you see this movement in 10, 15 years?
That's up to you.
Это зависит от вас.
It's up to you and everybody here.
Это зависит от вас, от каждого, который находится здесь.
This movement can completely disappear or it can take over the world. It's up to you.
Это движение может полностью исчезнуть, а может перенять всю планету. Это зависит от вас.
Actually, it's predicted it will take over the world in due course of time.
На самом деле это предсказано, что в определенное время это завоюет все мир.
So this movement will be successful, there's no doubt.
И нет сомнений в том, что это движение будет успешным.
But when it will become successful, that's up to us.
Но когда оно станет успешным, это зависит от нас.
So if you want to see this movement will be successful, then you become pure devotee.
Если вы хотите увидеть успех этого движения, то вы должны стать чистым преданным.
Become very expert in understanding the scriptures.
И очень хорошо понимать Писание.
Become very expert in explaining the philosophy of Krishna consciousness with logic and with shastra.
И стать мастером объяснения Писания как с философией, как с точки зрения Писания.
Have firm, unflinching faith in Krishna.
У вас должна быть непоколебимая вера в Кришну.
And take every opportunity you can to preach Krishna consciousness.
И вы должны пользоваться любой возможностью, чтобы проповедовать.
If you all will do this, then this movement will grow and grow and grow and become more powerful and established on this planet.
Если вы так будете поступать, то это движение будет все возрастать, возрастать и укрепиться на планете.
Prabhupada told us in Mayapur, now we are 10,000.
Prabhupada сказал нам в Майяпуре, теперь нас 10,000.
Then we will grow to 100,000.
Тогда мы возрастем до 100,000.
Then to 1,000,000.
Тогда до 1,000,000.
And then to 10,000,000.
А тогда 10,000,000.
There will be no scarcity of acharyas, Prabhupada said.
Не будет нехватки ачарьев тогда.
So the duty of all of you, all of us, we have to all be acharyas. And we have to be ideal Vaishnavas, you see. Every one of us. Every man, every woman, everyone. We have to become ideal Vaishnavas. This is how this movement will inundate the entire world with the tidal wave of Krishna Prema.
Это то, каким образом это движение захватит весь мир и покроет его Кришна премой.
When all of the ISKCON devotees become acharyas, then we will fulfill Prabhupada's instructions.
И когда все преданные ISKCON станут ачарьями, тогда мы выполним наставление Шрилы Прабхупады.
So, I am personally very hopeful.
Yes. Сам лично очень полон надежды.
I predict that many, many ISKCON devotees will become very advanced in Krishna consciousness.
Я вижу, я предсказываю, что очень много преданных ISKCON станут очень возрастут.
And in this way, the movement will continue growing and growing and growing and growing. That's my prediction.
И таким образом мы будем развиваться. Такое мое предсказание, видение.
But for my prediction to come true, that depends on you.
Но воплотится ли мое предсказание в жизни, это зависит от вас.
And you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. If you don't become ideal devotees, then my prediction will not come true.
Если вы не станете совершенными преданными, тогда мое предсказание не сбудется.
So therefore, you must all become ideal devotees.
Поэтому вы все должны стать совершенными преданными.
So we will stop here. We thank you all very much for your participation in this Krishna consciousness movement. Make your life successful and make this movement successful. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His grace Srimad Sankarshan Dasa Adhikari Maharaj ki jai.